doing that. He's consumed with himself, and he's not serving men, nor is he serving God, because it's all about Jonah on the run. Because he didn't want to give up what was life to him that had no life of God in it. But God wasn't done with this man. He was not finished with him. He belonged to him, and God chastens those that he loves. The men gathered together and did what men did in those days. They cast lots to see who was the troublemaker on the ship, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Verse 8 says, "And they said to him, please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? Where did you come from? What is your country? And what people are you?" Now that is an obvious clue that something's not right. Here is a prophet who's been used of God in the past, who had a calling upon his life, who has heard the word of God himself, and people on that vessel have no clue about him nor the God for whom he serves. There was no light from Jonah, and there was no light about God from Jonah upon that ship. And people didn't know where he was from, who he was. There was no identifiable marks. He just blended in with everybody else. He wasn't serving anybody. He was uncharacteristic of what God said his people would be. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he says, "You and your descendants will be a blessing to every place you go and all people I send you to. You will bless those that," God said he will bless those that bless him, and he would honor those that honored him, but he would curse those that cursed them. And now they're not a curse to Jonah, but Jonah has become a curse to them. That's how you recognize you've been on the run from God, when people have no clue who you are. They have no clue who you belong to. They have no clue of the kingdom of God that has been manifested in your life in days gone by. I mean, you have no effect upon the kingdom of what you've been sent to do. You're on the run. And this is exactly where Jonah was at. But we can't mock Jonah. I mean, we've all been there before. I mean, God has given us simple words to go do that we have not done. And we're on the run because we're trying to keep our things together, do it our way. We're out of touch with our communities. We're out of touch with our society. Not that we want to. We want to be like Paul told the church at Rome. We want to be wise in the things that are of God and innocent concerning the things that are fallen and of no value. But we want to be burden for people. We want to be a blessing to people. We want to have solutions for people. Why? Because God's solutions have been so effective and active in our personal journey in life. But when you're on the run and you've given yourselves over to things that have no eternal value, your thoughtfulness and your compassion and your kindness and your mercy and your blessings and your gift to other people, your hospitality toward others. You've been graced in the kingdom to be hospitable in home and abroad, wherever you are, because of the presence of God upon your life. But when you're running from His presence, you're not a blessing to people. You become a burden to them. And we want to be I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to you. And I want you to be a blessing for me. I want to encourage you, and you, I need you to help encourage me, because we're establishing and building and working and expanding and increasing this kingdom that we've been brought into through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can go on and see what happens. These men showed more kindness than Jonah. They didn't want to throw him over. Jonah said, "Throw me over." They didn't want to do that. They did everything they could to keep him on board. And you would think that Jonah could have repented. But see, repentance is not something that we do when we want to do it. Repentance is a grace gift. Godly sorrow must work in us, so that when we do repent, we don't have to repent of what we've repented of. This is something that God does. And because Jonah had been sowing this bad seed, this corruptible seed, he was going to eat the fruit of his own fancy. He was going to have to get in that water. He was going to have to get in that belly of that great fish. He was going to be spewed out on that seashore, and there was nothing going to stop it. He wasn't going to repent before then. God was at work doing something. But soon as those men took him and cast him in the sea, the storm ceased. And Jonah couldn't even participate in watching these men bow and give glory to God and fear of the Lord, who Jonah revealed he was on the run from, and then revealed what God was doing. This was all about him. And they watched God calm the sea when his body hit that water. Everything settled. And they couldn't help but give glory to God. And Jonah couldn't participate in that. He missed out on those things because he was missing out on the calling that God had upon his life. Couldn't celebrate with God and the work that he was doing with these people. But you know, at the same time, because God can use whoever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, God's going to accomplish his mission and his purpose with us or without us. That God used Jonah to get his name aboard that ship in the lives of those men, even though Jonah didn't want to be used by him. God is able to do that and does do that. The thing is, there was no reward for Jonah on that. And there's been times in our journey, in our lives, both you and me and the rest of us, that's happened with us as well. That God's used us, but we didn't receive any reward with that because it wasn't mingled with faith. And God blessed people through our lives, even though we couldn't celebrate with them. It's very similar. Remember that prodigal son who went away and he came to himself, and when he did, he realized and remembered his father and how gracious God had been to him, and he returned and his father welcomed him in. But his brother, the other brother who had stayed for such a long time, when he come home and he heard about the celebration, the scripture says it angered him because his father had never done anything like that for him, and how the other brother went and wasted everything, all his livelihood, all his living on a wicked lifestyle. He did all those things and the brother was just ate up. And now the brother is in a position, which the story is really about him, the other brother, who was no longer working in the field, but could not also celebrate with the family of God, who had just got right with God and returned home. And that's where a lot of people find themselves. We can find ourselves there, that we're not working. We're not concerned about working. We're not out in the field doing what we've been set apart to do. We're not trying to bless our Father and do what He's asked us to do. But we can't celebrate with those who are celebrating with Him. As the Scripture says, all the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner... when one sinner repents. The family of God celebrates when God's people get right with Him. Well, because Jonah was so caught up with Jonah, he couldn't celebrate. He couldn't celebrate what God was doing. He wasn't working in what God called him to do. He's going down in the sea, to the bottom of the sea, in the belly of a great fish. But there's more to come. It's not over yet. God's not finished. He controls not only a ship that is about to be destroyed, but He's also in control of a life that is about to be destroyed. And He can be in control and is in control of yours too. We just need Him to do the work in us for His glory. We'll talk with you soon as we continue our journey in the book of Jonah. God bless you. May y'all have a great evening.